Candide by Voltaire, read by Jack Davenport. Candide, or Optimism, translated from the German of Dr. Ralph, together with the addenda which were found in the doctor's pocket when he died at Minden in the year of grace 1759. Chapter 1. How Candide was brought up in a beautiful castle, and how he was kicked out of the same. Once upon a time, in Westphalia, in the castle of Baron Thunder Ten Tronck, there lived a young boy whom nature had endowed with the gentlest of dispositions. His soul was written upon his countenance. He was quite sound in his judgment, and he had the most straightforward of minds. It is for this reason, I believe, that he was called Candide. The older servants of the household suspected that he was the son of the Baron's sister by a kind and upright gentleman of the neighbourhood, a man whom this lady had consistently refused to marry because he had only ever been able to establish 71 heraldic quarterings, the rest of his family tree having been destroyed by the ravages of time. The Baron was one of the most powerful noblemen in Westphalia, for his castle had a door and windows. His great hall was even adorned with a tapestry. All the dogs in his farmyard would combine, when the need arose, to make up a pack of hounds. His grooms were his whippers-in, and the local vicar his great almoner. They all called him Your Lordship, and laughed at his jokes. The Baroness, who weighed approximately 350 pounds, therefore enjoyed a large measure of public esteem, and she performed the honours of the house with a degree of dignified aplomb that rendered her all the more respectable. Her daughter, Cunegonde, being 17 and of a high complexion, looked fresh, chubby, and toothsome. The Baron's son seemed in every way worthy of his father. Pangloss, the tutor, was the oracle of the household, and little Candide would listen to his lessons with all the good faith of his age and character. Pangloss taught metaphysico-theologico-cosmocodology. He could prove wonderfully that there is no effect without cause, and that in this best of all possible worlds, his lordship the Baron's castle was the most beautiful of castles, and madam the best of all possible baronesses. "It is demonstrably true," he would say, "that things cannot be other than as they are. For, everything having been made for a purpose, everything is necessarily for the best purpose. Observe how noses were made to bear spectacles, and so we have spectacles. Legs are evidently devised to be clad in breeches, and breeches..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?